USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York and New Jersey will get federal aid to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. That's because President Biden is signing off on a disaster. That's because President Biden is signing off on disaster declarations for both states. New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying this means folks impacted by the storm are eligible for federal funds. This includes housing assistance, crisis counseling, unemployment, home repairs, and legal services. Biden also set to visit both states tomorrow. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Qatar to discuss evacuation efforts in Afghanistan following the U.S. withdrawal. Blinken meeting with senior officials after arriving in Qatar's capital of Doha today. Blinken also set to visit with Afghan refugees in Germany this week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of LibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of LibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of LibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The State Department is facing questions about flights from Afghanistan now that the United States military is gone. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty joins Fox News and says the situation is a result of a poor withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We should have never let a calendar drive it. We shouldn't let local domestic politics drive it. That's the perception overseas. We should have been driving this based on the conditions on the ground, and that's not what happened here.
The superintendent of the Chicago Police Department is condemning the violence against young people in the city over the Labor Day weekend.
Stay away from children if you want to live that life. You're harming this community. You're harming these families. And we will be relentless in pursuing you.
David Brown saying the community's priority should be protecting innocent children. At least four people have been killed since Friday night and about 50 others wounded in shootings across Chicago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne LaRouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is joining black leaders at a rally to discuss the recall election. The Democrat governor saying progressive legislation is in danger because of the election.
I'm proud that we've led in so many areas, in social justice, racial justice, economic justice, and criminal justice reform. California continues to lead. No state comes close in terms of maintaining that progress. All of that is on the ballot.
We have an update on the contract working dogs that were left behind in Kabul, Afghanistan.
When U.S. troops were pulled out of Afghanistan before all civilians were taken out of America's exit from the 20-year war, an unknown number of U.S. citizens were left behind in country. Also left behind in the deadly withdrawal were service and contract dogs assisting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. PETA Vice President Daphna Mikhinovich tells Newsmax TV what she learned over the weekend.
Are definitely dogs who defended U.S. forces, defended U.S. soldiers. They're not owned by the U.S. government, but they served U.S. citizens, and they were left behind by our government. They are in the charge and custody of Charlotte Maxwell Jones, and she confirmed that they are currently her responsibility. But the fact of the matter is that while it might not have been a legal obligation for our government to evacuate them and 100 or so other dogs, it certainly was a moral obligation.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.